You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're listening to the sounds of hippos, and while these calls are impressive, even more remarkable are the sounds they make that you can't hear. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Hippos can be found submerged in the rivers of Eastern and Central Africa, their heads often just peeking above the surface of the water. Generally, they only venture ashore at night, but at this time of year, the weather's cooling down enough that they'll occasionally haul their 3-ton bulk out of the water and spend some of the daylight hours on land, looking for food. William Barklow, a professor of biology at Framingham State University, believes that hippos might also use infrasound, sound below the range of human hearing, as a form of long-distance communication.
We, while we were in the field, heard these drumbeat-like sounds. It's very much like standing at a parade and your diaphragm vibrates in resonance with the big bass drum. Well, we felt that feeling and barely perceptibly picked up the sounds of this low-frequency-like drumbeat sound. I've found that hippos often will herd in a pool, and then there'll be another pool down the river, maybe 2 or 3 kilometers down. And there seems to be an important communication between these groups. Hippos will chorus these bellows and other sounds, and then you'll hear them way downriver being answered by the next herd. Infrasound, these low-frequency signals that we think hippos may be making, would be very helpful in these situations because low-frequency sounds don't break up much over long distances.
With thanks to William Barklow, I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.